Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Chase Browning, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson plans to keep it cool, calm, and collected at what's expected to be an aggressive congressional hearing on the city's sanctuary status. Johnson has been spending hours for the past 3 days with a team of legal advisors, role-playing as committee members, who will aggressively question Johnson today. Senior advisor Jason Lee says they're holding up documents, news stories, and using accents to represent Southern Republican members to simulate the hearing.
Anything that's been a point of contention or a point of interest in the city will be spun in a negative way to throw him off and kind of try to challenge, you know, or question or undermine his leadership.
The committee is known for fireworks and being argumentative. But Lee says Johnson will not spar with the committee members over any personal attacks. A veteran Democratic congressman is strongly criticizing the Trump administration's plans to sell federal buildings in Chicago. President Trump and Elon Musk say they're cutting government waste. But U.S. Representative Mike Quigley from the North Side doubts their motives.
Many of the agencies that Musk is cutting are investigating Musk. So this isn't cost cutting, it's corruption. These buildings are important.
The agency that manages federal properties says the 443 buildings now up for sale across the country are, quote, not core to government operations. But Quigley notes the buildings to be sold here include offices for Social Security, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the IRS. Most Chicago area universities have so far held firm against President Trump's attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher education. But Northwestern has erased mentions of DEI from several of its web pages, and this week took down the website for the Campus Women's Center. Jonathan Feingold is among a group of law professors urging university leaders to maintain efforts to make campuses more inclusive. He says DEI initiatives are not just legal, but critical to higher education.
You actually can't achieve the goal of robust and open inquiry and discourse and teaching and learning if you're not creating environments that are free from racial bias, stigma, stereotypes, and harassment.
Northwestern says it is reviewing its programs to ensure they comply with federal law. Preservation Chicago has released its annual list of the 7 most endangered buildings in the city. The structures on this year's list include 2 Southside churches, a Frank Lloyd Wright house, and a Jackson Park bridge. But the building the group is placing the most attention on is the Delaware Building on Randolph Street in the Loop. Ward Miller leads Preservation Chicago and says the 150-year-old building is falling into disrepair.
I also want to emphasize that this is a designated Chicago landmark. It has been since 1983. And I think our landmarks need to be treated with a little more respect and a little better.
The building is currently vacant, so Preservation Chicago is hoping the bottom 2 floors can be leased as commercial space, while the upper floors can be repurposed into residential space. Some other quick things you should know about today. The lead federal prosecutor and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's corruption trial is leaving the U.S. Attorney's Chicago office. No reason was given by the office for Amer Bacchu's departure, which takes effect March 14th. Until then, he remains chief of the U.S. Attorney's Public Corruption and Organized Crime section. The Chicago Sun-Times first reported Bacchu's move. Overall, attendance is down, but there's a bright spot in new theater industry data. A new report from the Theater Communications Group shows subscription sales have nearly returned to pre-COVID numbers. The industry still has a long road ahead to make it back to pre-pandemic numbers. Today's weather will be rainy and windy with a high around 50. A wind advisory is in place from 2 this afternoon to midnight, with gusts of up to 45 miles an hour. Tonight we'll have a chance of rain and snow with a low of 27. Tomorrow will be sunny and breezy with a high around 40. I'm Chase Browning. Thanks for listening.